All eyes will be on AEMO today to see if they completely lift their unprecedented suspension on the East Coast energy market. They have started a gradual return and are closely monitoring the situation until they are satisfied things are operating normally again. But does that mean the problems that crippled the system last week are over? And is normal what we need right now? Graeme Samuel is former chair of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission and a professor at the Monash Business School. And our guest, Graeme Samuel, welcome.
Good morning, Patricia.
So the suspension was expected to be lifted at 4 a.m. this morning, but we're still seeking confirmation that it did fully go ahead. What will the lifting of the AEMO suspension of the energy market mean in practical terms for someone listening to this interview?
Well, it's all a bit complex, but what the suspension lifting will mean is that we'll gradually, and AEMO is doing this in a gradual sense, we'll gradually return to normal and normal trading in terms of energy supply. But I think we all need to recognise something that Minister Bowen has been making very clear, and that is that this is the result of a decade or more of uncertainty, of confusion, of politics, lack of action and lack of planning and lack of certainty for business and for governments as to the direction that we should follow in terms of reducing emissions from energy production and energy generation and from you're setting up a model, if you like, for future energy generation. Now, if we've got that in our minds, then we need to understand this is not going to be fixed, as Minister Bowen has said, in a matter of days or weeks. It will take a long time to sort out the problems associated with creating more renewable energy, problems with dealing with the capacity to deal with sudden surges in demand. We can't deal with the difficulties that have occurred internationally with the Ukraine war and the sudden lift in the cost of coal and the cost of gas. We can't deal with those issues overnight. So I think it's fair to say that we've now got a degree of certainty coming out of government in terms of policy. They've set their targets in terms of reduction in carbon emissions, 43% by 2030. They're starting to set some clear policy guidelines and clear policy directions as to how this matter might be dealt with. And we're just going to have to ride through this process.
Has AEMO put anything in place to encourage the market to function normally once this suspension is lifted? Or is it just a matter of, that people, the company's been talked to in a tough way and there's, a hope and a prayer that they'll do the right thing?
Well, I think what AEMO has indicated is that if they don't do the right thing, they're going to act, and they'll act by suspending the market, the spot market, number one. They've put out, together with the other regulator, the Australian Energy Regulator, have put out demands and directions that generators must keep producing power. They can't just withhold the way that occurred a week ago. That does involve compensation being paid if the cost of production cost of generation is higher than that, than the caps that they've put in place. So AEMO and the Australian Energy Regulator are on top of it, and they're dealing with the issues. You've got to remember this, although we had headlines about blackouts and brownouts, things of this nature, none of that ever occurred. I do have a great deal of confidence in the regulators. They know what they're doing. I've got confidence in Minister Bowen. He knows what he's doing. I think I heard a comment the other day that he was like a rabbit in headlights. I think he's actually driving the car with the headlights on full beam, and he's navigating the potholes in the road, frankly.
Now, the ACCC has been tasked by the Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, to investigate potential price gouging and anti-competitive conduct. You are a former ACCC chair. What role should the watchdog be playing here?
Look, unfortunately, I have to say this, and Gina Cascott-Lieber, I think, will probably agree with me, that the ACCC has very limited powers. It can investigate, it can monitor, but in terms of price gouging, it really doesn't have any great powers to control. But there are some elements of the other regulators, AEMO and the AER. AER is part of the ACCC that do have some controls over that, but it is very difficult indeed. We used to have this problem with petrol and petrol pricing, and there were allegations that there was price gouging going on there. There's even been allegations more recently, but the ACCC can do little. It has very little powers to deal with this. It can deal with misleading and deceptive conduct. It can't really itself deal with issues like withdrawal of generating capacity or withdrawal of generation. It's just not within its power to do it. It may be within the powers of the Australian Energy Regulator and AEMO, but it's not the ACCC is tasked by government with investigating and reporting. But beyond that, I'm not sure it's got any significant powers to actually do anything.
I don't know if you can do this in 30 seconds, but I hope you can. One of the new Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek's biggest challenges will be her response to your sweeping review of the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act. Where should she start?
Oh, start at page one and finish at page 150, I think. There were a number of recommendations there, and I'm genuinely very pleased that the Minister has indicated that there will be a proper response to that report. It can be very frustrating spending a year doing a lot of hard work, extensive consultations, getting commendation from virtually every interest group through business, academics, scientists, conservation groups and the like over the quality of the report, and then to have very little done about it. And I'm pleased that current government is indicating they will do something with it.
Graeme Samuel, thank you. And that is the former chair of the ACCC and professor at the Monash Business School, Graeme Samuel.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.